أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا. We discuss ayah number 122 and 123 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about forgiving all sins but shirk, that is, ascribing partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that that is worshipping Shaitan, and then the plot and the ploy of Shaitan against insan. In these verses Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who have brought iman, in other words perfect iman, in all that Allah Ta'ala commanded us to bring iman, and all that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown what is iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practiced righteously according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, in the pattern, in the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the prerequisite of ikhlas and sincerity. سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, then we will admit them into gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, they will remain in it forever and ever. It will be never diminishing, it will be never ever stopping, it will continue forever and ever. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّى, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, it is the absolute truth. There is no doubt whatsoever in the promise of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا, and who can be more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in words? There can be never anyone else more truthful than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is not a speck of doubt in the promise of Allah ta'ala. There is not a speck of doubt in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, it is not according to your amani, it is not according to your false hope, your fancies, your desires. Wala amaniyi ahli al-kitab, nor is it according to the fancies or the false desires or the false hope of the ahli kitab, the people of the book. Once some sahaba were engaged with the ahli kitab. Ahli kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, yeah, more the Yahud. And the Yahud began to say to them that our Nabi had come before your Nabi, so according to that logic, we are more superior to you, and we are more rightful of Jannat, we are more rightful of all the ni'mats of Jannat, and based on that fact that our Nabi came before your Nabi, our kitab had been revealed before your kitab, then we have a greater right to Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala will grant us Jannah. So some of the Sahaba, some of them began to explain that the reality is this, that this kitab, the Quran Sharif that had come down, this kitab has abrogated all the other kitabs. And of course, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He has now come, he is the seal of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And this deen of Islam has abrogated, it has annulled all the other deens. However, we are more rightful of Jannat. Now, to the one extent, it was correct. But to say now we are more rightful of Jannat, that is also to a certain degree correct. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala corrects this belief, and Allah Ta'ala corrects this statement. On the other hand, there are certain riwayats that also have included the mushrikeen, that they also had one kind of amani, they had a false hope, that there is never any resurrection whatsoever. Man dies and he is dead, there is nothing that is going to happen thereafter. On this, Sayyiduna Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say that a believer will never live on false hopes. bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then he does not bring the correct form of iman, the correct iman, the correct belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his belief in Allah ta'ala is incomplete, and then he does not follow that up with iman, with amal, with righteous deeds, and then the person becomes hopeful of the mercy of Allah ta'ala, he will leave this world with that false hope, with that false desire, and alas, there will be disaster thereafter. So according to Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah, one is iman and the correct iman, the true iman in Allah ta'ala, the true yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all that Allah ta'ala commanded us to bring iman, in all that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had showed us, and then thereafter, the follow-up of it will be with righteous deeds, with amal as-salihah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about this amani, this false hope, these false desires. Yes, it is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayah has made it very clear, it is iman coupled with amal as-salihah that generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees. Thereafter, it is most certainly the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One is a vain desire, one is a wish. And of course, a mu'min and a believer has true hope in Allah Ta'ala. And what is the concept of true hope, which is known as ar-raja, that is to bring proper iman, to practice righteously, and then leave the rest to Allah Ta'ala, that we hope Allah Ta'ala will accept, and we hope that Allah Ta'ala will forgive tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ, and whoever practices evil, يُجْزَ بِهِ, he will be recompensed for it. وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, and such a person will not find besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any wali, any guardian, any supporter, وَلَا نَصِيرًا, and any helper. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This part of the ayah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he then said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, which one of us are not sinners? Which one of us are not sinners? What is Allah ta'ala saying? وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ, that whoever practices evil, su'an, actually any form of evil, any form of wrong, then that person will be recompensed for it. Now they understood this ayat, they understood what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying. He is going to be recompensed, in other words, Allah ta'ala is going to punish him for that. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made the statement, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Bakr, you, your companions, in other words, the likes of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you into this world, you continue practicing righteously, Allah Ta'ala will put you through tests, and because of those tests, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive your sins, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will then grant you and elevate your status. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him through different trials. Sometimes it is fever, fatigue, sometimes it is grief, sometimes it is different types of calamities that come upon a person, even a thorn that pricks a person. That is maybe such an insignificant pain, but because of all of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it an expiation for the minor sins of an individual. Of course, the major sins, we will make tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those are the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive a believer. From these words of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for me and for all of us, we should understand and realize that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not take it for granted that they were the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and everything thereafter was a clear highway to Jannat. They were very concerned about even the mistakes or the errors that an individual would make, and of course accordingly they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, may Allah Ta'ala make our forgiveness. أن الله تعالى جرانت الجنة الفردوس سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.